There's plenty of skeletal imagery around this week, but one bony figure showing up more in South Texas has little to do with Halloween or Dia de los Muertos. She's Santa Muerte, or Saint Death, a Mexican folk saint condemned by the Catholic Church. Devotion to the skeleton saint is growing quickly, even in San Antonio. Ana Maya's San Antonio home is filled with images of Santa Muerte, a female Grim Reaper holding a scythe and globe. From posters and jewelry to several dozen statues she uses for her spiritual work.
People know me as Brujita Maya, La Santa Muerte, and I pray and devote to Santa Muerte. I have a lot of Santa Muertes. I'm a Santa Muerte freak.
Some statues are used to ask Our Lady of Holy Death for protection, others for love. Users give her offerings in exchange.
You know, she likes roses, she likes bread, she loves liquor, she's an alcoholic, she loves tequila.
Maya was raised Catholic in Mexico, but began praying to Santa Muerte 5 years ago after her brother was killed. She says she now helps hundreds more practice this mashup of traditional Catholicism and indigenous magic.
Santa Muerte is not a religion, you know, it's more a cultura, a cult, you know. It's the something that we found and we preach to it, and it works for us, you know?
On a recent night, Maya performs a cleansing. A pregnant woman stands blindfolded in a circle of rose petals and eggshell powder as Maya and her husband fill the room with body spray, smoke, and prayers to Santa Muerte. There's plenty of Our Fathers, but the ceremony is more like an exorcism than a Catholic mass. Afterwards, the woman, who doesn't want to use her name, says she feels peaceful. She's been Maya's client for 2 years and is asking Santa Muerte to bring her husband back.
I hope to improve my situation, to get more money and things, and to fix my marriage.
More and more disaffected Catholics and spiritual seekers in San Antonio are turning to Santa Muerte for help. Just ask Yuli Ortiz, manager at Papa Jim's Botanica.
So all of these right here are really good sellers. Within a month basis, I'll say that maybe 40 to 50 statues overall.
When Ortiz started here 15 years ago, there were no Santa Muertes on the shelves. Now customers ask her about the bony lady every day.
I tell my customers when they come in here, she's just like any other saint. The only difference, you know, is that if you're gonna ask for something and you're gonna promise something, just make sure that you come through. If you don't come through, she just comes and takes what she gave you. It's simple.
Some Santa Muerte scholars call it the fastest growing religious movement in the Americas, with about 10 million followers, mostly in Mexico. UTSA Latin American Studies professor Malgojata Oleshkovich Paralba says the practice is making inroads on this side of the border.
But it's kind of a secretive devotion. It's not public at all, like in Mexico. That's why you don't see it on the streets. You don't see it in any centers of worship. Not in San Antonio, at least not yet.
Oleshkovich Peralba says Santa Muerte is visibly popular among drug traffickers and prisoners, which contributes to the stigma. But Holy Death is gaining disciples of all stripes.
Regular people and housewives in Mexico City and here in San Antonio are very devoted to Santa Muerte and have nothing to do with any crime. So I think it's a broad spectrum, and you cannot reduce it to any one group.
The professor says mostly Santa Muerte seems to appeal to people who feel disenfranchised by the church and other institutions.
She's completely unorthodox. There is no control. So you can use her for anything you want.
Mexican Catholic bishops and Vatican officials have deemed the practice blasphemous and satanic. Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre first heard of Santa Muerte 15 years ago in Mexico. And he says he doesn't see much of her in his San Antonio archdiocese.
Not acceptable in the church at all. We don't pray to bones. We pray to God.
The archbishop says Catholics pray for their dead loved ones to be in heaven. They don't pray to the personification of death. Garcia Sierre urges the many Santa Muerte devotees who identify as Catholic to do something else with their faith.
To put their faith in God, to put their faith in the community, and to put their faith in one another, and not to depend of an object, something that is material and cannot promise at all, something that is eternal.
I tried my best to find it in the church, but it wasn't. So
I found Santa Muerte and she helped me.
Brujita Maya says she's also helped others in ways the church can't.
When you go to the Catholic church, the priest is talking. And, you know, it's like little robots doing the same thing. Everybody talks about the same verbs in the Bible. And women cannot speak. And for me, I love this because I could speak. I could be head too, you know, and I have that power.
Maya knows the church doesn't approve of what she's doing, but she doesn't care. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.